Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday, and a lot going on. First and foremost, a little rain. We needed that after over 2 weeks of a dry spell. And since August 1st, the second driest on record in the region. That may surprise a lot of people. So transition day on this first day of fall. And joining me is former United States Congressman Connor Land. Congressman, good morning.
How you doing, Larry?
Good. I know you're on the move today. Where are you going? Somewhere fun?
I'm going to Reading, Pennsylvania for a court hearing. So hopefully it's fun, depending on how it goes.
Yeah, for those that don't know, gosh, it's almost hard to believe how long it's been, nearly 3 years since you held office. And I know you are teaching at Duquesne University Law and also working with a law firm. So what type of law do you practice?
We do catastrophic injuries, so kind of when the worst of the worst happens to someone, we often represent them. This is, for example, a medical malpractice case where the gentleman died as a result, and we do them all over the state. So
that said, your name keeps popping up, as you know, and there's a part of me that thinks, you know, with the state of the political divisiveness in the country, that there may be an opportunity in the future. Are you considering jumping back in?
I would love the chance to serve again in almost any capacity. I mean, that was my whole career before these last couple of years. I was always in government service. So I would love to. I don't have any one thing set in my mind, and really wherever I feel like I can make the most difference.
That said, United States Senator John Fetterman, you know, is getting a lot of criticism, and he's getting a lot of accolades on one hand. He's really been a surprise based on what he overcame to get the position and now what he's doing. How do you view Senator Fetterman's work?
I don't really think he does much work. You know, so a lot of people focus on the stances that he takes, how he'll get into the media and he'll criticize the Democrats often and talk about Israel. But, you know, being a senator, it's like any other job. There's work that goes with it. And if you look at John's actual record, he misses more votes than anyone. He doesn't show up to his hearings. He doesn't pass any pieces of legislation. He doesn't do the things that the people hired him to do. And so, you know, he's on TV every now and then saying something controversial, but I just keep asking, what are Pennsylvanians getting for hiring him to do this job? And I don't know what the answer to that is.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, you ran against him, so that does set up the possibility of something in the future that way. But meanwhile, it's got to be frustrating for you to see where we are in terms of the divisiveness of the country right now. What do we need to do to try to, you know, broker some kind of bipartisan effort to get work done?
It's gotten a lot harder. I think when I was first elected, I believed that if you worked with people on the other side or showed them how much you wanted to work with them, that you'd be able to find some important moments to get that done. And we could here and there, but Trump has since adopted the attitude that he doesn't really allow the Republicans to work with Democrats on anything significant. I mean, just yesterday at that big rally, he was talking about how he literally hates his opponents, you know? And so if one party is basically not allowed to do the bipartisan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Artists and stuff, it makes it really hard. I think as far as the general public, I just always encourage people to try to take an interest in what the Constitution actually says. You know, I'm not trying to say everybody has to become a Democrat or anything, but the Constitution says some pretty important things about how the Congress is supposed to stand up to the president and the courts are supposed to be independent. And, you know, the importance of things like elections, you know, things that have nothing to do with political party. I think if people could pay attention to that and care about it, even if they're more liberal or more conservative, it might get us out of this battle of personalities that we're permanently locked into.
We're with former Congressman Connor Lamb. Where do you sit on this free speech issue, particularly with Jimmy Kimmel being suspended indefinitely for a comment that he made in his monologue last Monday?
Yeah, it's really a bad moment. I mean, first of all, the guy is a comedian. And typically when you say something that's factually wrong, either on TV or on the radio like you are or in the print media, you just go out the next day and you correct it. That's the solution. You don't get targeted by the president of the United States and taken off the air. So we all know what this is about. Trump is trying to intimidate people into being unwilling to criticize him. And that's just not how we do things in America. That's kind of what I mean about the Constitution. You don't have to be a liberal or a conservative to think that's the American way. It's right there in the First Amendment.
And back to what was a very public and large gathering in Phoenix, what Charlie Kirk's wife said first and then what the president said second.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
During an emotional tribute, Erica Kirk told thousands of mourners she forgives the man accused of killing her husband, conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love and always love.
Moments later, President Trump took the stage and sounded a different note.
That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent. And I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry.
So that's kind of where we are in the country right now.
Well, it's where he is. You know, I actually don't think that's where most people are still. My experience was always that people that supported Trump, for example, would be kind to me. They would come to my town halls and criticize me or ask me hard questions, but I never had a problem with people screaming at me or being violent or anything like that. You know, and I was a district where, at least initially, I was probably outnumbered by as far as Trump supporters versus Democrats. So I still think people mostly want to act like how they were raised, which is to be kind to other people and, you know, respectful of them even if you disagree with them. But Trump obviously doesn't have that attitude.
But finally, on a lighter note, I know you're deeply tied to Ireland with your family heritage. Are you going to see the Steelers and Vikings?
I wish that I was, although I have a good reason that I'm not going, which is that my wife's due date for our third child is tomorrow, and we are expecting that him to come any day. So, we're on baby watch at home while everybody else goes to Ireland and has a good time.
Understood. Well, I appreciate the time this morning. Safe travels to Reading, and we'll talk again.
Thanks for having me back, Larry.
You got it. Former United States Congressman Connor Lamb.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.